And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A court, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, said Wednesday that a Ukrainian nuclear plant surrounded by Russian troops has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said the agency monitors at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported the interruption and said backup diesel generators are keeping nuclear power, safety, and security equipment operational. He said that the repeated loss of power at the plant is a deeply worrying development. Meanwhile, Russian forces showered Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an attack the UN Human Rights Office described as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. In a news conference, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has already provided Ukraine air defense systems and is edging closer to providing a more advanced system.
We're working hard to get them the first two of those NASAMs, and we think that we're on track to get those first two over there in the very near future. I'm a little loath to give you a date on the calendar because I know that that work is going on. So we're certainly interested in expediting the delivery of NASAMs to Ukraine as soon as we can.
The White House said that during a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday, President Biden pledged to continue providing Ukraine with the support needed to defend itself, including advanced air defense systems. This is VOA News. A court and military ruled Myanmar has convicted the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on two more corruption charges. The 2 3-year sentences handed down Wednesday to be served concurrently add to previous convictions and now leave her with a 26-year total prison term. Suu Kyi was detained in February of 2021 when the military seized power from her elected government. She has denied the allegations against her in this case, in which she was accused of receiving $550,000 in bribes from a tycoon once convicted of drug trafficking. She had already been sentenced to 23 years imprisonment after being convicted of several charges, including importing and possessing walkie-talkies, violating coronavirus restrictions, and sedition. The U.S. has announced an agreement that would end a maritime border dispute between Israel and Lebanon, correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Joe Biden says Israel and Lebanon ending disagreements over their shared maritime border is a historic agreement that could reduce the risk of war, pave the way for natural gas production. Lebanon and Israel both claim some 330 square miles of the Mediterranean Sea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the agreement is mutually beneficial.
It's going to benefit the region and ultimately benefit the entire world with very significant new energy sources coming to market in the U.S.
The agreement will be brought before Israel's caretaker government for approval this week ahead of the November 1st election. The country goes to the polls for the fifth time in under 4 years. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden says that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as his administration begins re-evaluating the U.S. relationship with the kingdom. That's after Riyadh had led the OPEC alliance of oil-producing nations announced it would cut oil production. Biden said in a CNN interview on Tuesday that he was weighing action against the Saudis, but declined to detail potential next steps. The OPEC production cut is expected to help Russia pad its coffers as it continues to nearly 8-month-old war in Ukraine. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Representative Ro Khanna of California have introduced legislation that would immediately pause all U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia as a result of all this. There's more at voanews.com. By a remote, I'm calling it VOA News.